All right. So welcome to our monthly call-in show with my dear soul sister friend, Joni Isinger, who is a psychic channel and healer. And I am Michelle Rober, host of Soul Luminous Radio. So this is our Valentine's Day gift to you, but it can be about anything that you want, anything that's going to create some soul growth and give you some clarity. So Joni, thank you so much for being here with me again tonight.
Oh, thank you for having me. It's a great day. 2 days before Valentine's Day, a lot of people are celebrating. Others, they're looking at that date and wondering, is the day going to be over yet?
Right.
So, and every feeling in between, but whatever it is marked on the calendar where people do get to think about love. Some people can even focus on self-love and how much they love themselves. And if they aren't, they can take that opportunity to really identify the issues that they might have, the blocks that get in the way of loving themselves.
So can you just, there's a couple of new people here tonight. I don't recognize the numbers. So if you could just give us a little brief intro, Joni, before we get going and do
sure.
some reading.
Well, I'm originally from Long Island, New York. I now live in central New Jersey. I was a conventionally trained social worker for 10 years. I did individual and group therapy in New York City with addicts, alcoholics, and the mentally ill. I didn't believe in any of this, didn't think that ghosts exist. I didn't believe that people could heal on their own. And I thought everything had to be reportable and observable. And then around 2003, 4, 5, I had a spiritual awakening as a result of a dark night of the soul. I was very ill with chemical sensitivities. And I began healing with an energy medicine practitioner, and I started reading spiritual books. So the spiritual books were like the trigger. They were the catalysts that moved me into the place of believing and knowing. And I became gifted with abilities which ranged from channeling departed ones and pets to seeing into bodies to doing hands-on healing and looking and seeing the chakras and the aura outside of the body and removing energies and channeling past lives and talking to plants and crystals and animals and doing healings on them, et cetera, et cetera. And my life changed 180 degrees. And since then, I've authored a few things, and I love doing parties and gallery events and radio. And I've consulted before for a company. I'm at Drew University, where I do radio. And I just look forward to many more big things happening in my life.
Awesome. Thanks, Joni. Well,
sure.
for those of you who haven't been with us, Joni is generously offering a gift of a healing reading. And so you can ask whatever you'd like, and she'll take it from there. Don't be afraid. Don't be shy, because all of these readings are really amazing. Our last show was unbelievable. It was so
that
much
was
fun
fantastic.
And got so much feedback. I hope one of the girls who got a reading last month called in. I prompted her to. I don't know if she's able to tonight, but anyway, if you would like the gift of a reading, all you have to do is press *2 and I will see your hand raised, and then I will let you know that I will be calling on you, and then Joni will be all yours. So I encourage you to do that. Awesome. We have Susan calling right now. Susan, I am unmuting you. Welcome to the show. Hi, Susan.
Hi, how are you?
Great. Go ahead, Joni.
What do you need from me? How can I assist?
Well, my father passed away in October. And since then, he's been doing things in my house almost daily.
Now, the connection that you have is so good. Are you at a car? Are you in a car? Is this Bluetooth, or it's getting like electronic?
Well, this might be electronic. I'm trying to play with my microphone here. I'm on a small laptop. I don't know if it's transmitting well. I can hear you, but I hear some static here and there.
Make sure your phone isn't on. You're calling through your computer, right?
Oh, I'm on my computer. I should turn my phone off.
Just turn your, yeah. Sometimes that interferes if you're on Wi-Fi. It makes the connection a little compromised.
Okay.
Is that better, Joni?
I think so. Susan, go for it again. Yeah, I think you're better. Thank you. Your dad passed away in October.
He did, and he's visited me a lot since then.
Do you feel him, know him, hear him, see him, or any of the above?
I don't see him. If I think back, the first thing that happened a couple of days, maybe after his death, I was pretty distraught. But I woke up. I sleep in the back of the house, and in the front of the house is a covered porch, and there's two chimes, like one big chime that will bomb really loud, and mm-hmm. then a little tiny chime. It's like a little bell that I bought in Hawaii, and it hangs more inside the porch. And ever since I rung it up, it never rang, because mm-hmm. I thought, well, maybe it's not out on the porch far enough to get the wind. And I woke up in the middle of the night, and I heard that little bell dinging, 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 like so hard and so loud.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, well, that's odd. I've never heard that bell before,
mm-hmm.
like dinging on its own. And then it stopped, and a few seconds later, I heard the big chimes bonging as if someone was grabbing the bottom of it and banging it.
Yes.
And I lay there in bed, and I was trying to process what I heard. But then I fell asleep into a deep sleep, and I kind of forgot about it till the next day.
Mm-hmm.
I was talking to my sister, and I said to her, I wonder if Dad is going to try to contact us in any way, you know, now that he passed. And as soon as I said that, my thoughts came to those bells or those chimes, and something cold walked through my body from the front to behind me.
Wow.
And I was literally telling my sister it was happening as it was happening.
Mm-hmm.
I literally turned around and looked behind me and expected to see something, because that's how prominent it was.
Yes.
And that was the start of unbelievable events. Like, I text my sisters and call them every day to tell them stuff that's happened. And my one, there's three sisters. I'm the baby. And my older sister has experienced a lot of things too. My middle sister, not so much. Although my middle sister was actually in the hospital with him when he passed.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going through some life events and awakenings and some problems. And maybe that's why he's here. I don't know. But today, he texts on my phone. I was texting my niece. And all of a sudden, the keys just started typing their own stuff.
I love this.
I didn't think anything of it at first. I kind of just hit the backspace to erase it, because I thought, what is my phone doing? Things happen when I least expect it. So I hit the return button, and as it erased all the letters, I noticed they were all D, A's, and D's spelling out Dad. And this is freaking me out. And then my sister sent me this podcast thing. I thought, oh, my gosh, I got to chime in. I got to talk to somebody. Now, I told you the first event that happened and the most recent event that happened. Now, something ongoing that's been going on is I have a picture of my father. It's a recent picture, maybe from last Christmas, possibly. It's a picture that we had at his funeral. And he smoked cigars, so I have one of his cigars taped to the top of this frame. And at the bottom is this little resin love sign that belonged to my dad. I don't know. It must have fell off of something he had.
Uh-huh.
And he had a barn, and this little tiny love sign was sitting on top of his stove in the barn. And when we cleaned the barn out, I don't know why, I walked by, and I thought, oh, look at this little love sign. I'm going to take it. Mm-hmm. And when I came home, I put it in front of his picture. And this little love sign moves away from the picture all the time. And then I thought that's not real. It happened every day, but I kept thinking, oh, this is just vibrating away. But I have all kinds of pictures up here, and nothing else moves but that. So last week, I thought I'd get smart, and I thought, well, I'm going to move this picture on the other side of the room to a totally different area. Now, it started to move a little bit each day, but it never kind of moved out like it did. And then today, it moved way out like it used to.
Blessed is this.
I mean,
I'm so glad that your sister told you about this podcast and that you're sharing this with all of us. This is such a testimonial of how a soul doesn't die. They just move into another realm, and that they're still with us. You just can't see them. And that your question, your request. You know, you think God will give us signs, and there you go. What do you need from me? How can I help?
Well, my recording. Can you still hear me?
Yes.
Okay. I don't know. I'm going through a lot of things in my life right now. And I mean, I guess we wondered if my father was at peace. And my sister got, well, I'll tell you one more story you're not going to believe. Have you ever heard of speaking in tongues?
Question. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Well, yes. You know, I'm not a super religious person, so to speak, but I consider myself spiritual in a sense because I believe in God. I grew up in a Methodist church. You know, I obviously believe in God and afterlife and all that, but I don't believe in any particular organized religion. How's that?
Mm-hmm.
And my sister, who's been to church and is not really religious, she had a friend of hers come over, and, you know, they dated, they didn't date, you know, but they were friends. And he comes from a Pentecostal church. But they were having relationship problems along the time my father was passing away, so he kind of wasn't in the loop. And my father flatlined in the hospital. Just to back up a little because it connected to the story I'm telling. My sister Jackie and I, which is not this sister that had the relationship with this guy. My sister Jackie and I were at the hospital. She was at the hospital. My father flatlined. I was on my way there. They brought him back. They broke his ribs flatlining him, bringing him back. And then they were going to transport him by ambulance to a bigger hospital, a heart hospital. And my sister and I came in, and he was laying there on the bed, and they were moving him to a gurney to put him in an ambulance.
Mm-hmm.
And he just looked so peaceful and so calm and so at peace. And all of a sudden, the one tech said, "Mr. Smith, are you comfortable?" And he said, "Yeah, I'm fine." And he said, I am safe and I am in the arms of Jesus. And he started quoting all these, he was like quoting a hymn, like a children's hymn. My sister and me looked at each other because we've never heard him say this hymn. We've never heard him say anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
And we were a little shocked. And we didn't think much of it then. So now moving forward, my sister's male friend comes over to talk to her about their relationship after my father's death. And he's sitting on her sofa, and they're kind of talking about their relationship. And she says to him, she's telling him the story what happened to me with the chimes. She's telling him the story about what happened to me with the chimes and all this stuff we're experiencing. And he said, yes, those things can happen. And as she said to him, you know, we wonder, is our father coming around because he's not at peace? Is he between worlds? Is he stuck somewhere? Like, she didn't even get that out of her mouth. And all of a sudden, this man started rocking back and forth. His head went back. His eyes rolled in the back of his head, and his feet came off the floor. Her dog jumped down from the sofa and jumped on her and put his paws on either side of her shoulder, started wagging his tail and licking her.
Mm-hmm.
And she was, like, trying to push the dog away. She thought, oh, my God, is this man having a seizure? Like, she didn't know what was happening.
Mm-hmm.
But he started to speak in tongues. And my sister was scared to death. because she was like, what is this man doing? She almost called 911.
Mm-hmm.
But when it was done, he kind of came back down. His feet hit the floor. His eyes came back down. And he said, well, don't be afraid. He said, I have a message for you. And he said, your father crossed over to the other side, and he's at peace. Mm-hmm. And he's safe in the arms of Jesus.
Yeah.
Now, the kicker is, Nate wasn't around to hear that that's what my father said that day he flatlined.
Yes.
But he told my sister that day, and my sister and I to this day still can't believe that.
I have to share that what you shared here is so powerful, and I very much appreciate your being here. For the people who have listened before to this show, oftentimes people get on, they ask a question, and I go and do my thing. And what you're doing here is something quite different. And I believe that this is a very important thing that you're doing. You are not only sharing holy words, you are validating what I have done in previous shows and what other people have experienced when they've gone to channels who shared messages from departed ones. And you are bringing in such light. You are bringing in such important love. And your dad, I believe, would probably be at the helm of this. He's probably part of this. The fact that you are sharing this here, many people listen to this podcast. And
I don't know where my sister. I don't know where my sister got this podcast. She just sent it. The weird thing is, we're having a snowstorm today, and normally I'd be working.
You see, exactly. There are no coincidences that you were guided to call, and that you shared these things that sound uncanny to many, miraculous, and this is what is possible. Many departed souls are able to move things, and they share that they're here, and don't worry, and look, I can do this. And before we stop, because I'm going to need to, you know, take some other calls, your dad is happy. He is on the other side, and I see him in a buggy. It's like I'm dating myself. The banana splits. Do you remember that Saturday morning show?
Yes.
One banana, two banana, three banana, four, five banana, six banana, seven banana, more. That thing? And then you da la 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 la. And maybe that's Dad. And maybe that was Dad who remembers the banana splits too. He's in a buggy.
Why? Well, I wonder why he'd be in a buggy.
He's riding all over the place. He's having a blast. He's laughing and having a trip. He is so pumped up. This man is free. I don't know what was going on in his life. I feel like there were chains. He was held back in some way. I don't know whether someone held him back or he held himself back or both. I don't know whether it was illness or whether it was a situation or both. But this man is floating and free. It's like being in a buggy. And he takes off and he's riding the wave like a surfer. And he's seeing many places. He's very busy. He is also part of a congregation, so I do see a church, and I do see an altar, and I do see him praying, and he's very, very at peace. He's very, very happy. I don't know whether you've seen dimes yet, but I believe he's going to start dropping dimes, and you're going to start seeing him, and that will also be a sign that he's here.
Dropping dimes?
Dimes. You'll find dimes. Loose change, dimes, okay. You'll start finding them. And I also believe you will hear songs on the radio. And they're going to be exactly what you're thinking about something. The radio is going to be playing something. You're going to laugh. Maybe you'll cry. He's fine. And he loves you very, very much. And he wants you to take care of yourself. Be your best friend. He wants you to really...
Well, he did. He did tell me that when he was dying, he hugged me and said, take care of yourself.
That's exact. There's Dad.
Because
you take care of yourself, and he's there. He's with you, honey pie.
I know he's with me every day. He walks down my hallway. He taps on the door. He does all these little things that my father would do. He's touched me on my arm, woke me up in the middle of the night. I mean, it's unreal what he's done. Unreal.
Yes. He will continue. And I do need to take more calls. But I do want to say
that he is
so ever-present and that he has not left you and he will not leave you. And that when you ultimately return home, it'll be a fabulous reunion. Fabulous. He said, the sky's the limit. I'll give you whatever you want. I don't know what that means.
Well,
but like, I'll treat you to anything. You want a sundae with a cherry on top, I'll give that to you. You want $1 million, I'll give that to you. He just is saying, the sky's the limit. At home, you could do whatever you want. It's wonderful. It's pleasurable and peaceful, and there's a lot of love. So he's like, go about your business, live your life. I am here. I'm always with you. Have fun. Enjoy the time you have here. He wants you to enjoy the time here. And I'm glad you called.
Susan, can I ask you when your dad's birthday is?
Susan?
Oh, She left.
She left.
I think she's overcome.
I think she got the messages that she needed. Is there anything, Michelle, you want to add?
Oh, here she is again.
Okay.
Hey, Susan. Susan.
Hello?
Hi. You okay?
I lost you.
Can I ask you when your dad's birthday was?
I lost you for a couple of minutes. I'm just reconnecting again. Let me think. It was July. Geez, I don't want to say July 21st to July 25th. Okay. Here, I think I have a death record right here. Hold on a second. I have it. 2 seconds. Okay, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. It's July 21st, 1940.
Just curious. I just kept getting goosebumps when you were talking about the whole thing. That was pretty powerful.
Well, thank you very much for calling.
All right, well, thank you. I appreciate it.
Oh, it's wonderful. I think you added a lot to this podcast. Lot to this show. Fabulous, and God bless you and your dad and your family.
Thank you.
Thank you, Susan. Did you need something? Did you have a question for yourself, though, Joni, because we have no hands up right now? Did you have a question for yourself that you needed help with something?
Yeah, probably. I guess I'm going through my own awakening, realizing things. And I was in an abusive marriage, and I got out of it 20 years ago, and then I tried to help my ex-husband recently, but then he pulled me back into that abusive relationship, so I had to end it again and just try and move forward and figure out in my head, why would I ever get myself back into that again? But I'm in counseling. I'm in adult children. I'm not alcoholics. I'm in all kinds of stuff to help myself. And I'm quitting my job because they have an office environment that's dysfunctional, and I can't be involved in any dysfunction anymore.
And so,
I'm doing the right. Question is, I'm not sure which way to go from here. How's that?
Okay, let me go in about that.
Reassurance that I'm doing the right thing?
You know what they say? They say you're restocking the shelves. There were expired cans on the shelf, and you had to take them down. They say you're in the land of plenty. You have everything that you need. Watch the changes. You're doing fine. That there were things that had expiration dates that had to leave. And they're not saying your dad's a can on a shelf, but your dad had to leave. It was his time. And that relationship, that goes. If the job you need to leave, that goes. You're taking an inventory right now. And they say it's time. It's time to do that cleanup. Do you have Epsom salts? I think we might have lost. Oh, is she there?
There you are. Now. I'm hearing some of it.
Okay, yeah, because the connection at this end isn't so good. Do you have Epsom salts?
Do I have what?
Epsom salts.
I do have Epsom salts.
If you took a bath with Epsom salts, like a cup well dissolved in a bath, you would feel better. They say it would be a wonderful solution, no pun intended. It would take care of a lot of grief. You could put out the intention that when you're in the Epsom salt bath, you're asking the other side to release all that does not serve you, specifically regarding grief and loss. And also your hair. Is it not cooperating, or do you want to change your hair?
I don't know. I have curly hair.
Do you want to have it be a new style?
Do I want to have it be what?
A new style, a new hairstyle.
Hello?
There's something about your hair to take a look at it and see whether you want it coiffed in a different manner, something that might suit you and make you happy, or if you need a change in that way. Or take a look at your clothing and see whether you need to shift it. Seems there's something about the way that, you know, you're appearing that maybe you need an upgrade, a little bit of a shift to make yourself feel better. Does that make sense?
Okay, I got it.
Does it make sense why they would say that?
Probably, because I think that, I don't know, some days I feel disheveled.
There you go. So that's what they're talking about. Taking a bath is very cleansing and rejuvenating, and it's symbolic of releasing the outer baggage and the inner baggage, and then you've got, you know, the way that you're appearing to the world. You can brighten yourself whenever you want to, and then you move forward 2 feet on the floor. You're fine. You're working very hard in life. And you just keep putting, again, 1 foot in front of the other. You're doing a great job.
Mm-hmm.
That is what they say.
Okay, I watched a little bit. 2 feet in front of the other.
I missed that. It was a little jumbly.
She said,
yeah.
2 feet, put 2 feet in front of the other. She wasn't quite sure what else she said.
Yes, put 2 feet in front of the other. Just one and then the next, and just keep moving forward. You're doing fabulously.
Okay.
Think positively. And again, keep doing the spring cleaning. If there are things that are in your drawers that you don't need, throw them out.
Mm-hmm.
Get rid of excess baggage. It will help you. So that's not just the emotional, it's also the physical stuff. If you've held on to items that don't serve you anymore.
Okay, that makes sense because I moved from a big house to a small house and I brought everything with me and I've been hanging out.
There you go.
There you go.
Okay. Well, Susan, I hope that this reading from Joni helped you. And I really hope that you take care of yourself, like treat yourself special.
Yes.
And really, that's kind of the feeling that I get. And thank you so much for what you shared with us tonight, because as Joni said, you know, you brought in a lot of light, a lot of affirmation, so people don't have to doubt these experiences they could have. And you're one lucky girl to be able to communicate with your dad like that after he's passed. That's quite the gift. We do have some people waiting in the wings, so I'm going to say thank you and have an incredible week. And please revisit us next month. I don't think we've picked a date yet. So
not yet. We will.
But if you come back, we love returnees sharing their experience from one month to the next, from one reading to the next. So that would be a gift.
I think that it go to soulluminousradio.com.
Yep. Soulluminous.com.
Soul-luminousradio.com. And then you click on.
Yeah.
Is it?
So, yep. And if you follow me or Joni, then you'll know when these things are happening.
Yeah.
So we have them every month. But
okay.
It would be great if you could come back and share. So thank you so much, Susan. Have a great, great week. Good luck with everything.
And thank you for calling.
Okay. Right, thank you. I appreciate your help. Thank you.
All right.
Bye.
All right. So we have more people on the line here, a few more people. So I would love it if you need help. Okay, if you would like the gift of a reading or healing from Joni, please press *2 to raise your hand. That way I know that I can call on you. We need your permission. Otherwise, okay, great. So the last 4 digits of this number are 0983 from Mountain View, New Jersey. You are on the air.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. I guess I'm on right now.
You are.
Yes.
Welcome.
There's an echo.
Okay. I don't hear the echo, Joni.
You don't hear it, Michelle?
No.
Huh. Okay. We'll work with that. I'll just hear you twice. It's a double duty. Good. What is your name?
Okay.
And how can I help?
My name is Jackie.
Hi.
And I was just wondering, what is my life's purpose?
Okay. It feels metaphorical to me, but it could even be more concrete. I see you as a dealer, like a blackjack dealer, and you're shuffling cards and you're dealing them out, and you put them in front of people. And you say, okay, here are your cards. What choices are you going to make? I feel that you're direct, and I feel you are giving people opportunities to make choices. This is what it's about. What do you think? And then you, this is what I see. What do you think? What are you going to do? You reflect what you see, and then you put it back on them, and then you help them look at their life and make choices that are best for them. But I don't see you necessarily hooking into them. I feel like you have good boundaries and you set limits and you are very clear. Does any of that resonate?
Yeah, very much so. Yes.
By any chance, I know I have to ask this. Are you a blackjack dealer?
I am not a blackjack dealer.
I just said, I'm going, if she's a blackjack dealer, that's a nail.
But what you describe, I can definitely relate to in two situations that I have. You know, one with my husband and one with a family member.
Mm-hmm.
So.
You have done this before in different lifetimes, not just with them, but with others as well. You're very frank, and you say it without curtness. You are very clear.
Mm-hmm.
This is what I see. I've known you for a while. This is what the damage is that has gone on, and I really need for you to see how this affects me and others. What would you like to do? I thought of some ideas, and here are your choices. You could do this. And then maybe this could be an outcome, or possibly this, and that could be a possible outcome. What do you think? Is that the way you talk? I mean,
no.
Mine's a little exaggerated, but do you kind of lay it out like the cards?
Yeah, that's what I have done. That's what I've done recently, actually.
You are a presenter. You are an assistant. There are many people that are around you with baggage. You're a very quick learn. You assess very, very well. And that it's the lay term would be your damage control. But it's not that you're the crisis woman that's running around with everyone like Florence Nightingale on the battlefield. It's not like that. It's more tame and settled. It's just it's manageable. But you come into lifetimes with some rubble or chaos around you. You set this up in pre-birth planning for people to find you, to know you, maybe even marry you. And there are issues. And you assess. You make determinations. You share. Sometimes you don't. Sometimes you need to be quiet, which you have done. And you do your silent processing. And at some point, you say something. Usually you do not keep it quiet. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Right on track, honey pie. You are fulfilling your soul's mission here.
Okay.
You also have energy. You're able to push a garbage heap out of the way, like the way a bulldozer would push a pile of something and just push it away. You're very strong. And you have a willful soul that wants other people to catch on the way that you are able to do it, too. You're a motivator and you're a role model. Make sure that if you ever despair or you're sad, that there's someone there for you the way you are there for others. Do you have at least one person?
I would say yes. I do, yes.
Good. They just want to make sure that you can disseminate information to people, yet when it's time and you need help, that there are people that are there for you. That
someone else can be the saint.
Yeah, that there are other people. They don't have to do it similarly, but that you have a shoulder, a sounding board, a release, some mechanism, because you do take on – not in a bad way. You take on people's problems to process and then put it back on them for them to consider, you know, like, have you taken a look at this? I don't know if I would do that. It's a little funky. Think about it. You get your turn too. Not that this is tit for tat. The universe blesses you in different ways. They don't measure that way. For the three phone calls that you just took, now you get three phone calls. It doesn't work that way. But for what you are offering, they just want you to make sure that you have your beloved ones supporting you, and you're right on, honey.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. Appreciate
it. Welcome. You're welcome. Is this what you needed?
Yes, yes, I think so. Yep.
Okay. Keep going.
All right. Thanks so much, Joni.
Thanks, Jackie.
Have a
check
great
back in
night.
With us. On another show.
Yes, I will. I certainly will. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye, honey pie.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, we have time for another call. So if you press star 2 to raise your hand, I will know that you would like to be called on. And we can go from there. So there's a few people waiting in the wings, but I don't see any hands up yet.
I'm wondering if anyone has any questions about their kids. Because sometimes the people don't realize that they don't have to ask about themselves. They could ask about their kids, too. That's one issue. Then also another issue is relationship. There is Valentine's Day coming up. Some people are interested in learning about love. And if someone's coming in or if they're with, if it's the one, et cetera, et cetera. But it doesn't have to be about that either. People are liking to listen.
Yeah, well, you know, I do want to confirm that anyone who gets a reading on this show, your questions and the help that you need and the guidance that you get serves everyone. So everyone's kind of in the same vibration. They're in the same, we're in kind of the same universal boat here. And so whatever help that you need is going to benefit someone else. So I encourage you to muster up the courage and press star 2 to raise your hand so you can take advantage of Joni donating her time to help everyone for the greater good. Joni, what's been going on in your life that has kind of come up that may be in line with kind of the theme of people needing help here? Anything?
Theme in terms of?
I mean, is there anything in common with the people who have called in tonight? Like anything that has come up in your life circumstances that have brought to the forefront of your consciousness, something that you feel like you want to share that could benefit anyone who's listening tonight? Because we do have quite a few people on the line, but they're shy.
Let's see. Well, one of the things is, am I in the right place now? And so people might say, what do you mean she's doing this type of a job? Of course she would have to know that. You know, I'm human. And that every now and then I go, am I exactly where I'm to be? But then I always think about what I'm channeling for other people, or in that spiritual coaching way, go, you're always exactly where you're supposed to be. There's never a must, a should, or a have to.
Right.
So sometimes I do humanly question, just like what this last caller had asked, you know, what's my life purpose? And that's usually tagged with, am I on the right track?
Right.
She didn't ask that, but I'm thinking of that. And so that's a challenge for me, that every now and then I wish that I were ahead and doing other things, more big, et cetera. And then I go, okay, but there's a reason why I'm exactly where I am here, and it's perfection. And then I do the reality checking regarding what I wish were going on, and then I fact check and I go, no, that's not, that wouldn't happen now. That's not right now. So that's something that I go through in terms of divine purpose, and then am I on the right track? And then that always leads me into the everything is unfolding divinely. So that has to do with being put to different tests and then trusting and having faith that the other side hasn't forsaken me. And again, I always go back to what I've shared with other people through messages. You have not been forsaken. So I, as a human, I guess I'm sharing that. I live and breathe just the way everyone else does. I have my human experience here. Although I have these gifts, I'm still waking up, brushing my teeth, getting dressed, living a day, I make my meals and I go to sleep, you know. And so there is that also, is everything okay? Are you here for me? Trusting my guidance, following my gut, and looking for the signs. So I'm moved by what Susan had shared earlier. I love that, because that moves my heart, and that's validation through someone else that they're here. They're right here. That just because we don't see them doesn't mean that they've left, that they're gone. They're just in another realm, but they're right in our face.
Right.
So I go through my challenges too, some more than others, but I always have the words come back to me, because I've offered them to others as Joni, or they've come in from the other side through me. And then that's when I go, it's like a pot of gold. I go over there and then I pull it out and I go, oh yeah. And then I remind myself of different things, so I can stay in the now and proceed forward happily.
That's important to remember, all of that. You know, we get caught up in the chaos of what's going on, and we read into different little situations and run with our own story when really we need to know that we're all taken care of at every moment, right?
That's right. I always get inspired when I do a reading for someone and then I ask whether it resonates and they say yes, because I don't know who they are and the other side knows them intimately. And that inspires me very much to, again, know that this isn't an earth of chaos, that there is an order to this. There's a lot of free will where we're kind of bouncing off each other doing different, sometimes wonky things, but that there is a semblance to this with love involved and a fantastic, brilliant story.
Well, there are still people on the line, but they don't want to raise their hands, and I don't have any questions coming in. So,
do you have a question for me?
Let's see. I know my boyfriend's concerned about his daughter going to college and being able to afford it, and whether or not she's on the right track.
Is the college chosen?
She had a college and now it seems like it's too expensive, but I think she may need they need some clarity, I think.
Regarding whether that's the college for her?
Yes.
The one, so do you want to give a name or do you want to give an initial of the college?
St. Joseph's.
Okay. Not yet. She's not ready for it. Does she have a maturity issue? I see her working first. I don't see her going.
I don't know her well enough, but I think that
this might be a dicey conversation.
Well, I think that we had discussed that maybe her going to a community college and getting her.
Yes, that makes much more sense.
First, and then
I see her getting fried. I see it being too much if she went. I guess, is St. Joseph's a 4-year?
Yes.
Okay, it's too much. Not now. There's more growth, more maturity that needs to take place, and maybe working and studying a little bit, but she needs to work, and she needs to get a feel for that, and I don't see her there. It would be overwhelming, and I see her failing. I didn't enjoy channeling that.
Thank you, Joni.
I didn't enjoy that. That was straight up. She needs to grow up. She would like fancy things, but you have to earn them. She needs to work. There are many things she'd like to do, but she needs time to figure out specifically. She needs to narrow it down, but there would be too much of a party going on. She would get overwhelmed, and she'd get stressed. I see her even possibly overeating from stress. I see her crying, and it would be too much.
Thank you very much for that.
I'm hugging you with saying that. There's a hug going on now.
I get goosebumps. So, oh my God. So for those of you who are listening, Joni is amazingly accurate. And it's just really incredible. Some of the things that all of the things that she can tap into. And I know because a lot of my clients in my field in coaching and in health and fitness, they do call in and I can affirm what has gone on and what they need help with. And Joni taps into it and she doesn't even know who they are.
Thank you.
Yeah, no, it's true. But this is the last chance for everyone here. We have 10 minutes or so left. So if you'd like the gift of a reading from Joni, press *2 to raise your hand so we can call on you. Or you can post a question in the chat. We prefer that you call in. It's a whole lot more effective because you can feel and sense your energy. So, okay, we have one more caller here, and this is the last four numbers are 7350. from New Jersey. You're on the air.
Hi there.
Hi there.
Hi.
Hi, what's your name?
Hi, Joni. This is Kim.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fine. How can I assist?
Well, you did do a reading for me once, and I'm kind of asking about a different person now.
Okay.
I'm wondering if you have any information for me from my mom.
She has passed?
Yes.
What is her name?
Marge.
Let's see. Interesting vision I got. Now, I don't know. Was she petite?
Yes.
Okay. She's standing up on a kitchen stool so she could look taller.
Okay.
She's dictating. She's like, down at you. And she wants you to either get into your power or feel stronger, that this, what has transpired in your life has felt very defeating. And so she's putting on this, this facade as if she's tall and mighty, and she's talking to you over and over and over about, okay, it's fine. The past has occurred. The past has transpired. We have to move forward now. What do you need to do? You need to get your pants on one leg at a time. Get the trousers on. Your makeup, okay. You got your makeup on. Like okay. I had shared with one of the women earlier, one step in front of the other. You can do this. And she's encouraging you in the same way.
Okay.
You've been very, very challenged, and she's like what Michelle does for a living, the life coach. She's coaching you. You can do this. You can do this. You can do this. A lot of encouragement.
Okay. Wish I knew how, but I will figure it out.
It's emotional. This is, I don't know whether you need therapy, if you need a few sessions. I don't know whether this is something that is a quicker fix where you can do the tapping modality, emotional freedom technique, and tap away any concerns you might have. I don't know if it's a grief support group. I don't know.
Okay.
But you will be guided. You'll get an inkling as to how to do this. But she doesn't want you to kind of waste away and get into a muddle where you get foggy and sad. She doesn't want you to all of a sudden realize one day that you've drifted off center.
Okay.
Do you feel like that there's a part of you that could, in fact, go a little off track now?
Yeah, it's a little off track right now, actually.
Yeah, she's your cheering section. Now, do you have a piece of her jewelry, a ring?
Yes. Yes,
that's very important.
Okay.
Is there a garnet in it? Or is it orange? Or neither?
No, it's an opal. It's an
opal.
Oh,
okay.
I actually
didn't get that.
Pearls.
Fine. The ring.
That's
Hold
fine.
On to the ring. She's going to be speaking through the ring. It's almost like a transmitter, like one of those old decoder rings.
Okay.
Like from the 1940s or 50s you'd find in a cereal box. Wear
yeah.
the ring when you can, and when you're not in the mood, imagine that you're wearing it. She's still going to be talking through you, but the ring is very powerful.
Oh, gosh, I didn't know that. Okay.
Beautiful ring. Very strong element. It feels very solid to me. And, yeah.
Okay.
Let me see if there's anything more from her. Well, she's saying you channel information.
She's saying what?
That you channel information.
What does that mean?
Meaning that you have knowings that come in, and I think it's claircognizance. You have things that come into your knowing, into your consciousness, and it's from the other side. And they're sharing information with you, and they want you to be aware of it. You have brought information in that's not your Kim thinking. It's probably ascended masters, guides, angels, could be she, offering information, and you are not to dismiss it. There's some important stuff that's coming through you. You might get information, a little tidbit, and it's for a friend, and that if you feel impelled to share it with them, do it. It's because the other side is prodding you to do this.
Really?
You have gifts, yes.
I've been asking for the gift back, but I haven't gotten it yet.
Well, honey. You have it, and that you might not be aware. Your prayer has been answered, and now it's going to be a matter of discerning. Did I give you the name of the book by Doreen Virtue called Divine Guidance?
No.
Fabulous book. I highly recommend it. She breaks down the four clairs, clairvoyance, audience, sentience, and cognizance, and then she has a few charts in there where she breaks down the ego, which would be our thinking process, versus the clairs, which would be messages from the other side, and how a soul could determine the difference between the two. And I think that would help very much.
Thank you.
You would start going, oh, wait a minute. That wasn't Kim.
Thank you. Wow. That's interesting.
Have fun with that.
I will get it. Thank you. You're a doll. Love you.
And also, do you drink mineral water?
No, just regular water.
There's something with minerals with you. I don't know if either you're lacking minerals, but take a look at the foods you eat, or look up a chart of mineral-rich foods. I don't know if you need some more green leafies.
Okay.
The green leafies are stocked with minerals because, I don't know, are your nails chipping? Are they splitting?
No. Nope.
There's not a nail thing.
No.
I think that's vitamin E. There's something with minerals.
Okay.
Just to look it up. I'm not a doctor. Please, you're a healthcare professional. This is for entertainment purposes only. But there's something about minerals, and I don't know if it would buff your skin. It would make it shinier or healthier. But just take a look and make sure that you have enough in your diet.
Okay. That's easy enough to do.
I hope this assisted. Did this resonate at all?
Yes, absolutely. And it really made me think about a lot of things.
I'm glad. That's my job.
Take some action, and I'm going to get the book.
You'll enjoy it.
Because I really, really want that to happen.
It's already happening, honey. When you read the book, you might start laughing
somehow.
I already have it. And I do believe that I found this happened with me, and I've heard this about other people, that when you start reading spiritual books, that if you're at that right place at the right time and you're ripe for it, that the reading of the books is the trigger.
Okay. It kind
of that assists with awakening to gifts when you start educating yourself about different things. That's what the gifts came in with me as a result of not being able to get enough. I always tell people, stick with the books that feel good. Anything that's doom and gloom, anything with potions and blocking someone's free will, spells, hexes, curses, remote viewing is why even do it. That's too much spying. By location, that's spying. Not necessary. Stick with the white light. Anything that's a feel good.
I will. Thank you so much. I can't thank you enough. Thank you.
You're welcome. I'm hugging you. I'm glad
you're amazing.
Thank you, honey pie.
Thanks, Joni.
Thank you.
Take care.
Okay, everybody. Well, that does it for tonight. Thank you so much, everybody, for your generous sharing and courageous request for guidance. and whatever you asked for and received, everyone else has benefited from. So I thank you so much. And this week of our gift from the heart for your soul on this week of Valentine's Day. Thank you, Joni, once again.
Oh, thank you so much. I loved being here.
So where can people get in touch with you?
If people would like a session with me, they could always go to joniswhitelighthealing.com and contact me.
Awesome.
I do sessions by Skype and phone for folks who aren't local to Central New Jersey.
And for your information, those are the only sessions that I've had from Joni, and they're always incredible and awesomely accurate. So I encourage you to go for more than what you received tonight, because it will just blow you away in the best way, like make you more readier and more enthusiastic and confident. So thank you, Joni. And until next month, we'll choose another date and we'll get that up on soulluminous.com website, and as well as on Joni's White Light Healing, so people can take advantage of that. Okay. Have a great night, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.